Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're the sheriff, Tom.
Well, we're getting word that West Napoleon Canal is, right there. I just saw a video that someone sent me of that canal, as well as the West Metairie Canal. Be interested in if anybody has any word on the Veterans Canal and the West Esplanade Canal, because obviously everything's gravity-fed that way.
Cynthia Lee Shang joins us now.
The parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang, on. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Tommy's with us as well. Can you give us an update?
Hi,
we're getting a lot of calls and videos being sent to us about canals possibly overtopping.
Right. So the flurry of calls started at about 8:30. I would say it's generally on the East Bank. Canals overtopping in certain areas, flooding some, I believe, many houses took on water, a couple inches at least. Look, we took in, and this is the issue we were having, we pushed out for the sewer, system being the I&I inflow and infiltration issue we had. The same thing, we just took on a lot of rainwater today, 6 to 9 inches, at 8 o'clock. And we know since 8 to 9 o'clock, we took on even more than that, but even as much as 5, inches in a 3 hour time span. So this is just, I think, we believe this is just the pumps not able to keep up with the amount of rain and also going into the storm with sort of saturated soils to begin with.
So the pumps are fully operational. They're working. No issue there.
The pumps are operational minus one or two here or there. We lost electricity. I know we had, Mark Drews just told me we had an issue with the Duncan pumps. Two out of six are not working. So we lost a third of the pumping capacity at Duncan. That's what we've been able to see so far. There may have been one or two, but generally speaking, I mean, the pumps were working. We just weren't able to keep up. And I know it went fast because I had a call from a friend of mine and I said, what's the water look like? And she says, it's just pooling in the streets. And like 45 minutes later, she said, it's halfway up the lawn. So it went quick. There must have been a lot of rain. And I'm told the rain stopped now in Metairie and Kenner. So I'm hoping we got through it. You could survive that, in terms of your property, I'm hoping we got through it.
Right.
So
the Duncan Canal, for those of the folks listening audience don't know, that's the canal to the west of Williams Boulevard that runs north-south and comes out into Lake Pontchartrain right there. A number of parishes have talked about issues that they've been having with the sewer lift stations status for you guys.
Same thing. Now, that is an issue we saw parish-wide. Again, this is stormwater or groundwater infiltrating our sewer system. Normally, the sewer system only handles what you put out through your house, through your toilet, through your laundry, through your kitchen sink, your dishwasher. But what happens is through broken pipes and cracks in the pipes and the water table so high in the stormwater, basically stormwater gets into the pipes and overwhelms the pipes. And that's why we were getting reports early when I got the first report of somebody calling and saying, I can't flush my toilet. We knew we were having this I&I problem. It's what they call it. So we pushed out the message to please conserve your water. Don't use any water that you don't need to. We will catch up. We triggered our emergency contract. We have assets. We'll go out with the vacuum trucks. We'll go out with portable generators, and we'll look at it. We have 500 lift stations throughout the parish. And as soon as we can get out in daylight, we will do that. But we are asking people to conserve water until we can catch up with that system.
I'm trying to figure this
out. And the
out.
Same thing with the drainage pumps. Yeah, yeah.
No, go ahead. No, I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, and the same thing with the drainage pumps. As soon as it stops raining, you know, we believe the pumps will be able to catch up. It's just that we couldn't keep pace with today's hurricane.
So, when you talk about houses,
and I hate to hear
houses being flooded. Do you know how many or where or what area?
I'm getting I don't want to say it. I'm getting like second and third hand reports of houses. You know, I'm somebody's yelling it out to me, and it's really been a frenzy. I'll say, you know, I'm at the emergency operations center. It started at 8:30. The calls started ramping up. The first call I got was a house in Kenner. I tried to call some people to verify it. I would just say, you know, generally speaking, most of the reports I'm getting are on the East Bank in Metairie and Kenner. And unfortunately, when we were getting those reports starting at 8:30, you know, they were still getting slammed with rain. Now, I'm told it's not raining out there anymore, and I'm hoping that if your house didn't take on water, now you made it through. Now, having said this, nobody wants to lose property. The most important thing is we don't want to lose lives. And we're getting reports of overtop canals, and it's dark outside, and we have major outages. So everybody needs to stay home.
No,
you know, it's not life-threatening if you stay home. You get a couple inches of water in your house, you ruin your property, but it's not life-threatening. It's a terrible inconvenience. You know, nobody wants that to happen, but it's not life-threatening.
And news and is- so. Going to want me to ask you this. I hate to interrupt you. I know you're busy, Cynthia Lee, but when it comes to the third of the capacity that was lost due to power, that was due to Entergy, and did that affect in any way houses being flooded, or am I just jumbling everything up here?
No. So what we know, I was talking about the Duncan pumping station
has six
pumps, and we lost power, but the generator power brought on. No, four of them we didn't lose power, but I'll just say two out of six are not online. So we're down one-third pumping capacity at Duncan.
But that's got nothing to do with these canals overtopping, right?
No. Generally, no. That's just a Kenner issue.
Gotcha.
We have, you know, pumping pumps all over. We have 194 pumps throughout Jefferson Parish. So if you want to put it in perspective, parish-wide, we have 194 pumps. I'm talking about two pumps that are down in Kenner.
Gotcha.
And
you know,
the pumps are on.
I'm not saying all the pumps are on all the time. We might have lost one here or there, but it's not like we lost total pumping capacity throughout the parish. We're going to look into it. We have SCADA. We haven't had a chance to look into it. We just believe that we could not keep up with it. Just like on any other day, we're not able to keep up with it. We say this sometimes when the rain just hits us so hard. We took on a lot of water. Some areas, Elmwood we know was bad, took on 10 inches today, which is a crazy number, 10 inches. Generally speaking, we believe on average, you know, we took on 6 to 9 inches today, which is a lot. But again, some areas, almost 11 inches. That's a lot.
Cynthia,
that's a lot of water.
This is not scientific, but a friend of mine who lives one block over from me put his garbage can in his driveway where the rainfall could go into his garbage can. He measured it, 18 inches of water in his garbage can.
Wow.
Yeah. And Newell, so I'm calling people, you know, I'm at the EOC, I'm calling different people, and one street is fine, and a couple streets over, it's lapping at their, you know, up their lawn. So I just, you know, it looks different, you know, as we go. But I'll say generally, it's East Bank, Metairie, Kenner. We know Elmwood took it bad. And this is, you know, started, you know, the call started coming in at around 8:30, and we know canals are overtopping. So again, the message is it's dark outside, stay home.
Yeah.
Let the drainage pumps, you know, get us time to catch up, let our sewer system catch up, and everybody please just stay home. We want to get through this event without any loss of life.
Public Works giving you any kind of idea about how long till the pumps catch up?
No, I think we need to see. I mean, it's been a little bit crazy here. I think we're going to get out as soon as we can. We do have the data. Everybody's looking at it, but I'll have more information at another briefing, Tommy. I'll have more information for you at a later time with better time estimates.
I know you're busy. I know it's been crazy. Thank you so much for taking the time. And you know, if ever you need anything, we're right here. Give us a call.
Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Joe Giarrusso, New Orleans City Council member, about Surge and Waterboard. Tommy Tucker, Newell Norman, back in a flash, WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.